Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to stay a D.C. Circuit Court ruling that says he is not entitled to immunity from criminal prosecution. So at least for the time being, that will prevent the federal election interference case from going back to Judge Tanya Chutkan's courtroom. There are new details in yesterday's shooting at a megachurch in Houston. Authorities say the suspect has been identified as Genesee Moreno and that the child critically wounded is her son.
There were two weapons of hers recovered on the scene, an Anderson Manufacturing AR-15, which was what she utilized to fire at the officers.
Police Commissioner Christopher Hassig, Moreno was shot and killed by off-duty officers. The NYPD is looking into several people who were shot today at a subway station in the Bronx. The Northeast is bracing for a winter storm. More than 300 flights have already been canceled, most into or out of Boston. The Dow closed today at a record high. This is ABC News. Women in the U.S. have been allowed to get a mortgage on their own for just 50 years. Well, now new data from the National Association of Realtors shows that single women own more homes in the U.S. than single men. Kristen Holmes recently bought a home in Hyattsville, Maryland.
The first thing is having a plan, each month saving a little bit more, and also working with lenders and understanding what goes behind buying a home is what led me to it. My mom always says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
In 2023, of the people who purchased homes, 6 of the 13 buyers were unmarried women. Customs and Border Protection officials say one of their dogs found something unusual at Boston's Logan Airport. The canine sniffed out a bag containing 4 mummified monkeys referred to as bushmeat. The passenger in question was returning from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Mostly clear and chilly tonight with a low of 24, partly cloudy and quiet tomorrow with a high of 38, and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 24. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at about 3 to 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature under clear skies is 47 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Nearly 120,000 babies are born with a birth defect in the U.S. every year. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention defines birth defects as structural changes present at birth. These conditions develop in the womb and may be identified before or at birth or even later in life. An OBGYN with Aspirus Health says there are many things a mother can do to help decrease the risk of her baby being born with these conditions. Preconception care, proper nutrition, vitamins, and supplements are vital. It's also important to manage chronic conditions and avoid risky behaviors, as well as being fully vaccinated. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has announced that the National Lieutenant Governors Association has opened the application period for the annual Lieutenant Governors Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Scholarship Program, which awards up to $1,000 to 12 schools nationally to support STEM-related activities for youth. Applications will be accepted until March 15th, with award recipients announced in spring. All public, private, and tribal schools in the 50 states and 5 U.S. territories are invited to apply at nlga.awardsplatform.com. Funding will be awarded to schools to support STEM-related activities, programming, curriculum, equipment, and other expenses. Applications will be reviewed in spring 2024 with award winners announced at the NLGA spring meeting in late April. Gasoline prices rose over 28 cents across the state last week. The average gas price in Wisconsin today is $3.06. This is over 30 cents higher than a month ago, but over 6 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, warns price increases will continue. Several major refinery issues persist across various regions. The transition to summer gasoline will likely put upward pressure on prices. He foresees larger weekly increases coming in March and April. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to give back to nature by donating to the Endangered Resources Fund on their Wisconsin income tax form. The Endangered Resources Fund supports many of Wisconsin's rarest plants and animal species. It has helped protect and restore some of the last remaining populations of declining species and special habitats like remnant prairies and oak savannas found in Wisconsin's state natural areas. In other cases, the funds have helped support species for which Wisconsin may be an increasingly important stronghold. The Endangered Resources Fund also helps the DNR care for the habitats these plants and animals call home, including Wisconsin state natural areas. These sites protect some of the nation's oldest forest, undeveloped lakes, diverse wetlands, and unique geologic features. Nearly 75% of endangered and threatened wildlife species and 90% of endangered and threatened plant species are found in these areas. To make a donation, look for Endangered Resources in the donation section of your Wisconsin income tax form. You can also look for the donation section on your tax software or let your tax preparer know you want to donate to the Endangered Resources Fund. Donations to the Endangered Resources Fund are tax deductible and match dollar for dollar. Wisconsin Democrats are inching closer to overturning Republican-drawn legislative maps. Wisconsin is a purple state where Republicans have held a firm grip on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins in recent years. But the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court is nearing the release of new maps that will reduce Republican power. Republicans are vowing to take their fight to the U.S. Supreme Court after the state's highest court tossed the current maps as unconstitutional. The surprise retirement of a GOP congressman in a solidly Republican Wisconsin congressional district has potential candidates weighing a run, even as a former state lawmaker quickly jumped into the race. U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher announced Saturday that he won't run for a fifth term representing the 8th congressional district in northeast Wisconsin. The abrupt move came just days after he angered his fellow Republicans by refusing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Gallagher didn't mention the impeachment vote in his statement Saturday, announcing his retirement, saying only that he doesn't want to grow old in Congress. Just hours after Gallagher announced his retirement, former state senator Roger Roth of Appleton announced his candidacy. A Republican consultant and a vocal Trump backer is also considering a run. A Mineral Point daycare provider reached a plea agreement in Iowa County Circuit Court today in the charge of first-degree reckless homicide in the death of a four-month-old baby who was in her care. 29-year-old Joanna Ford was charged in Iowa County on child neglect charges in June of 2022. An autopsy revealed the child, Wyatt Hamlin, suffered a severe traumatic brain injury while he was in her care. Following today's plea agreement, bond was revoked and Ford was remanded. Joanna Ford is scheduled to be sentenced April 5th. One person is dead after being hit by a semi in Fenimore last night. The crash happened at about 7 o'clock at the intersection of Highways 61 and 18. Fenimore police said the semi involved in the crash was stopped on the east side of the city. Highway 18 was closed for over 12 hours due to the crash. A witness immediately called in the crash. A single vehicle crash in Vernon County resulted in injury to a Richland Center resident. The crash early Saturday morning around 12:22 occurred on Strait Road in the township of Hillsboro. Tristan Fish, 21, of Richland Center, was southbound on Strait Road when he missed a curve and went off the road. Tristan Fish was transported by Hillsboro ambulance to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro for minor injuries. A GRACE, a nonprofit community hospice serving Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette counties, will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group for adults who are grieving the death of any loved one. It will meet Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for the program if a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months. Fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. Call 608-327-7118. A GRACE is also seeking local volunteers. Volunteers are needed to make companionship visits to local hospice patients. No healthcare experience is needed. Schedules are flexible and free training is provided. Anyone interested in volunteering should contact a GRACE at 608-327-7163 or visit agrace.org/volunteer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges users of all recreational vehicles to be mindful of safety in this year's changing conditions when operating throughout the state. With climbing temperatures across the state, many of Wisconsin's trails are again being used by ATV/UTV riders. However, a lack of snow doesn't necessarily mean trails are safe. Changing conditions, including rain, snow melt, and freezing fog, make surfaces slippery, especially roadways. Off-road vehicles may have excellent traction on dirt tracks and overland trails, but that isn't the case on wet or frozen winter roads. There has already been one fatal ATV/UTV crash and two snowmobile crashes that resulted in three fatalities in the state in 2024. Drive slow, sober, and wear a helmet to help protect yourself and others on Wisconsin's trails. The consumption of alcohol or drugs, excess speed, and operator error are all leading causes of fatal crashes. Wisconsin law requires ATV and UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, who are at least 12 years old for an ATV and at least 16 years old for UTV, must complete an ATV safety certification course to operate in Wisconsin, except on private property owned by operator's immediate family. These safety courses can be taken online or in person. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR Safety Education webpage. Wisconsin law also requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident to law enforcement officials without delay. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV/UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through 5 o'clock Friday night, March 8th. The 2023-25 budget, signed by Governor Evers, provided a one-time increase of $1.6 million for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Program, bringing the total for this round of grants to $1.8 million. The program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a DAP or U.S. Department of Agriculture licensed meat processing establishment in Wisconsin and be engaged in buck harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment purchase, and equipment installation. Grants up to $50,000 will be awarded for project proposals lasting up to 2 years in duration to help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors are required to provide a match of 100% amount. Recipients will be chosen through a competitive selection process. Application should be submitted to DATCAP Grants Manager Brian Williams at datcpdadgrants@wisconsin.gov. The grant application and materials are available at datcpwi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/meatprocessorinfrastructuregrants.aspx. Grant recipients are expected to be announced in May. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Terry for 1215.
Gunderson Bascomel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Bascomel today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green, died February 3rd. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richards and Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green this evening from now until 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green. Doris A. Brown, 85 of Blue River, died Friday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 25th, from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowlin Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Doris A. Brown, 85 of Blue River.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Ink Pyros Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Ink Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Once again, we are in the quiet zone here across southern Wisconsin with plenty of clear skies. Meanwhile, there's a little weather system causing clouds and snow showers up toward upper Michigan and northern lower Michigan, and a rather impressive storm system tracking from the southern Mississippi Valley up toward the northeast part of the country over the next 24 hours. That system has prompted winter storm warnings all the way from parts of West Virginia up through Pennsylvania, parts of New York, and into New England. Now, around here, we have a chance of some snow coming up later this week as well, thanks to a low-pressure system that'll sweep in from the west and track through Iowa into Illinois Wednesday night into early Thursday. Current thinking is there should be a swath of several inches of snow crossing southern Wisconsin, making for a snow-covered, slippery commute early Thursday. That will be followed by an Arctic cold front coming through Friday, could kick up a period of snow showers with minimal accumulation, but some gusty winds and cold air moving in Friday into early Saturday. Well, here's your forecast. Just a few clouds tonight, low near 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quiet, high in the upper 30s. Northwest wind between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night's low 24 degrees. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy, still on the mild side, high of 44. Some snow likely developing later Wednesday night, possibly a few inches. It could be mixed with a little rain at first. Heading into Thursday, snow ending in the morning with another inch or so possible. Breezy with partial clearing later. Low in the upper 20s with a high in the mid-30s. Friday, breezy and colder with some light snow possible in the morning. Low 20, high 28. Saturday, partly cloudy and chilly. Low in the middle teens with a high in the middle 20s. And Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny and warmer. Low 16 degrees with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 46 degrees after a daytime high of 48 and a morning low of 20. Yesterday's high was 38 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1976 is 60 degrees with a record low of 21 below set back in 1981. Last year's high was 47 with a low of 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:28 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:03. Winds are out of the northwest at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.82, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area activities.
Richland Center plays at Viroqua in area girls basketball, and Sauk Prairie is at River Valley. North Crawford is at Westby. Riverdale makes up a game against Boscobel, a team they just played on Friday night. That one is coming up this evening. Lodi at Partyville. Also in girls basketball, Bangor hosts Nielsville. Belleville at Lancaster. Darlington at River Ridge. Benton is at Blackhawk. And Hillsboro at Wazika Steuben. Boys basketball, Wazika Steuben makes up a game at Kickapoo, New Lisbon at Port Edwards, and Platteville visits Edgewood. Plus, coming up on the radio, Wanewoc Center at Riverdale in boys basketball. The Chieftains are coached by Chris Kenyon.
Our conference has always been tough. Had to look it up and see, you know, the last time that we have won four conference games in a season was 2003. So I know we were all a lot younger then, so I don't know, it's always nice to start looking back on stuff like that when you're starting to have some success.
Riverdale coach Chris Kenyon, hear the game tonight. Wanewoc Center plays at Riverdale. It's senior night for the Riverdale boys basketball team. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Injury-plagued Chris Middleton will be out of action for a while with what his coach Doc Rivers calls a bad ankle sprain. Middleton was knocked out of last week's loss at Phoenix in the first quarter. He missed the last two games and isn't going to be ready for tonight's game against Denver. Some unofficial speculation has the 6'7" forward sidelined until after the All-Star break. The Bucks have a 34-19 record, good for third place in the Eastern Conference, 7 games behind Boston. And that game between the Denver Nuggets and the Milwaukee Bucks can be heard tonight on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Tip-off for that contest from Pfizer Forum will be at 7, with the pregame starting at around 6:30. The Badgers suffered their fourth straight loss while trailing the whole game at Rutgers on Saturday, 78-56. 15 points behind by sophomore Connor Essigen led the Wisconsin scoring. A.J. Storr added 14, and they never managed to cut the lead to single digits in the second half. The Badgers' overall record falls to 16-8, including 8-5 in the Big Ten conference games. All four losses came in conference games. The Badgers will host Ohio State Tuesday night. That'll be tomorrow night. And you'll be able to hear that broadcast on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, as well as online at WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pregame for that contest will be at 7, with the tip-off at 8 o'clock. In this week's AP Men's College Basketball rankings, the Wisconsin Badgers fell 9 spots from number 11 to number 20. Indiana State is ranked for the first time since Larry Bird played at Terre Haute. The Sycamores are on a 9-game winning streak and have one of the nation's best shooting teams. UConn remains at number 1 in this week's poll, and Purdue held steady at number 2. Number 3 Houston, number 4 Marquette, and number 5 Arizona all moved up following losses by Kansas and North Carolina. Iowa State is back in the top 10 for the first time since the 21-22 season. And the Kansas City Chiefs are a dynasty and already are looking to become the first team to three-peat in the Super Bowl era. They're underdogs to do it. Getting to New Orleans to play for the Vince Lombardi Trophy next February will be difficult for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. There's no guarantee Travis Kelce isn't retiring. Chris Jones is set to become a free agent, and even coach Andy Reid could ride off into the sunset. Perhaps that's why the Chiefs aren't the betting favorites to win the Super Bowl next year. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance and PCB Wealth Management. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were higher Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying, buying back part of last week's losses with help from a bouncing bean meal. Crush margins have improved, but South American weather still looks mostly bearish. March beans are up 9.5 at 11.93.5. May was 7.75 higher at 11.97.75. March bean meal was up $2.10 at $3.48.90. March bean oil was down 36 points at $46.90. Corn was modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. Near-term forecasts have more rain over the next couple of weeks in dry parts of Argentina, while rain chances for Brazil this week do look mixed. Export demand solid, but the supply outlook for corn remains negative. March was up 1.5 at 4.30.5, and May corn was a penny higher at 4.42.5. And wheat closed mostly lower. There's early week snow and rain in some winter wheat growing areas, which should further help conditions ahead of emergence. Russia's dominance of the export market and large global stocks continue to be the big bearish factors. March Chicago was up 3/4 at 5.97.5. March Kansas City was down 2.75 at 5.98.75. March Minneapolis wheat was 1.75 lower at 6.82.5. Live cattle were mostly lower on Monday, and feeders were higher ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. April live was down 80 at 185.92, and June was 45 lower at 183.52. March feeder cattle were up $1.67 at 248.82, and April was 140 higher at 253.17. And hogs were mixed, mostly modestly lower on spread trade and profit taking. April lean was down 2 cents to start the week at 81.12, and June was 12 lower at 94.87. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
As the energy landscape evolves, a new conversation emerges. Join Clean Fuels Alliance America for its brand new Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Every Wednesday, you'll hear authentic conversations with industry experts and gain valuable insights into the world of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Follow the exciting journey toward exceeding our vision of reaching 6 billion gallons by 2030. How do we plan to achieve this ambitious goal? Industry experts unveil the groundwork, paving the way for a better, cleaner tomorrow. This podcast is your go-to source for insider insights. Whether you're a seasoned clean fuels veteran or a newcomer to the industry, each episode offers valuable takeaways. Subscribe today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast, available on your favorite listening platform and on agriamerica.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet, typical for a Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas, but lower in Texas, Nebraska, and Colorado. It's likely significant trade volumes going to hold out until sometime Wednesday or later. Box beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate off ranks. Choice up 4 cents at 294.08. Select was $1.94 higher at 287.02. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 10,000 on the week and down nearly 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher. Bears and gilts at the National Daily direct up $1.42 with a weighted average of 65.21. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 65.49. And the Western Corn Belt also had no comparison, but a weighted average of 65.37. Pork values closed higher, up 257 at 88.54. Hams and bellies were both sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up nearly 10,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Hartshe Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Hartshe Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Hartshe Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Hartshe Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Dairy farmers continue to squeeze budgets as milk prices sink. Colleen Carlson with University of Minnesota Extension says markets have swung dramatically the past 2 years.
Farmers have had to adjust, especially our dairy farmers. They've had to cut labor costs and feed costs, which are the two most expensive inputs into milk production.
More news is next.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
An eastern Iowa farmer says he's hopeful the usage of biodiesel increases on farming operations. Dave Walton is a board member for the American Soybean Association and Clean Fuels Alliance America.
There's still a slow adoption rate at the farm level, but we are seeing more and more folks getting back into asking their suppliers for biodiesel.
An ag economist says he remains optimistic about U.S. soybean exports, despite a slow start to the year. Mac Marshall is vice president of market intelligence for the United Soybean Board.
We're past that crest of the year when we're in the post-harvest period, and you know whole bean exports are really going gangbusters.
He tells Brownfield South American production will be a factor.
Brazil's got a good size crop down there, a far cry from what expectations were at the beginning of the season, but with early harvest, you know, Brazil's export window in the early part of the year has widened.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hastatoon from Tipsack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Big sale last Wednesday. Lot was full and we had a good crowd. Large squares topped at $240 a ton and large rounds topped at $190 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Two online only auctions ending February 21st and February 28th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Interested in buying or selling your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 or go to www.tipsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hastatoon. Have a great day.
Attacking resistance. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. As weeds become more resistant to herbicides, Corteva market development specialist Brad Burkhart says soybean growers should implement a program approach to weed control. He tells Brownfield that can help prevent herbicide resistance and protect against tough weeds. More after this on Brownfield.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all ad trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us. Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all ad trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Corteva Agriscience market development specialist Brad Burkhart says each growing season is unique.
Typically in the springtime, we get those wet springs that create potentially a lot of challenges for weed control. So I think it's really important for farmers and retailers to always be thinking about, okay, what's the plan going to be? Let's start with the plan, stick with the plan, and make sure we're following kind of a program approach.
He tells Brownfield soybean growers need a plan of attack for challenging weeds like Palmer amaranth and water hemp.
And that all kind of starts with using a pre-emergence herbicide. And if anybody's ever heard me talk before, I always talk about it. We've got to have a foundation control with that pre-emergent herbicide with multiple modes of action. So when we talk about multiple modes of action, at Corteva, we sell a lot of really awesome pre-emergence herbicides that all have multiple modes of action. So products like Surveil, Sonic, Trivance, all have multiple modes of action that are going to help you basically delay some of those tough to control weeds that'll germ later in the season still, but that way we can make a timely application in crop with basically a two-pass program.
Burkhart says multiple modes of action stave off herbicide resistance.
So if we use multiple modes of action, we're going to delay that resistance for as long as we can, basically to keep those weeds guessing. Because what happens is, in certain pockets of the world, some folks will rely on just a single mode of action followed by the same single mode of action. So some folks will just use a group 15 followed by a group 15. While they may be getting by with it now, the reality is you're really playing with fire. You're setting yourself up for potential future problems. So that's why we like to use those group 14s, those group 5s. So I talked about Trivance. It's got metribuzin and flumioxazin in there to really help control some of those small-seeded broadleaves. So having those multiple modes along with using the group 15s in a layered program is really going to help you set yourself up for success in the future. The other thing that we don't talk about a lot, though, when we think about weed control, some of that also starts in corn. You know, if you're doing a good crop rotation, think about what other modes of action you can use in your corn crop to help really, you know, rotate year after year and really set yourself up for success.
Visit Corteva.us/profit to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
WRCO 100.9. A vicious game we play. All you haters out of my way. Now back off, 'cause I'm full of faith in burning gasoline. I don't need a man, doesn't understand everything I am. I don't give a damn where I stand in your society. I'm a blazing trail. I'm a blazing trail.
just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes,
Parmalee was Gonna Love You. Before that, we had Ashley Barron with Blaze a Trail. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until around 7:15. That's when we'll have boys basketball action. It will be Waniwok Center at Riverdale. Mr. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. And like I say, you can hear it around 7:15, maybe earlier. Depends on when the JV team gets done. And hoping you have a great Monday and all first day back to work for the work week. I suppose a lot of people were probably tired out after the Super Bowl yesterday. Kind of went into overtime a little bit later. I know I was up a little later. I was engineering the game here at the station. We had it on the air from Westwood One. But yeah, Kansas City, first team in a while that has won back-to-back Super Bowls. And I was kind of rooting for Kansas City. Never, not a real big San Francisco fan. But hope you enjoyed the game overall and hopefully didn't make you too tired for your work day. Weather-wise, pretty nice day today. It got up to about 48 degrees. Right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge is at 44 at 549. And yeah, it's going to be one of the nicer days, at least for this week. It's supposed to cool off a little more tomorrow, but then maybe they're talking late Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Some snow, a few inches possible, and maybe a little rain mixed in at first. But we'll see what happens as it gets closer, and we'll keep you up to date if there's any changes or if there's anything that happens, if we happen to get cancellations or whatever from that snow that's coming in. But the good news is by Sunday, the highs are supposed to be back up to 36. So if we do get any snow, it probably won't be sticking around too much longer. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found in the area of County A and 56, an interior door. If you are missing an interior door and think this might be yours, give a call to 608-475-0026. And tomorrow, the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is holding its monthly business meeting, and that will be at 7 at the American Legion Post 13. All VFW members or those still serving and who are eligible to join are encouraged and welcome to attend. For more information, call Commander Marge Freeman at 608-647-4800. 1-800-284-8884. Coming up next, we have 615 Collective with Kindness.
Sometimes this world feels like it's burning to the ground. There's so much noise we get lost in the sound. We're all slaying dragons, we think we're on our own. But everybody's got a battle, nobody knows. So share a little kindness, share a little light. Make it in the darkness, it's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other home. There's a little sanctuary inside every heart, but we burn all the bridges and we make it hard. Don't know who needs to hear this or what you're going through, but if you're feeling like I'm feeling, I'll be there for you too. Share a little kindness, share a little light. Bigger than the darkness, it's gonna be alright.
Just a little. cross your path again.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Trump continuing comments for which he's being attacked, warning NATO members over the weekend that if he's elected and they don't pay bills, he says they owe the alliance if Russia attacked them.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I